This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India has rejected the remarks made by Bangladesh officials on the developments in West Bengal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal termed the remarks as a disguised and disingenuous attempt to correlate with India's concerns over the ongoing persecution of minorities in Bangladesh, where the criminal perpetrators of such acts still roam free. He added that instead of making unwarranted comments and indulging in virtue signalling, Bangladesh would do better to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. The Calcutta High Court rejected the plea of NIA investigation into the violence over the protest against Waqf Amendment Act in Murshidabad district. The division bench of Justices Shomen Sen and Rajaboshu Chaudhary of the Calcutta High Court ordered that the central forces would remain deployed in the tension-hit areas of the Murshidabad district, but the court rejected the plea for NIA investigation into the violence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the inclusion of the Gita and Natya Shastra in UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is a global recognition of India's timeless wisdom and rich culture. He added that the Gita and Natya Shastra have nurtured civilization and consciousness for centuries, and their insights continue to inspire the world. World Heritage Day is being celebrated today across the globe. It is also called the International Day for Monuments and Sites. This year the theme is Heritage Under Threat from Disaster and Conflicts. Our correspondent reports that this day is celebrated every year on the 18th of April to honour and protect cultural and natural heritage. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh concluded a two-day visit to London with a keynote address at the India-UK Defence Industry Roundtable yesterday. Addressing the participants at the roundtable, organised by the UK-India Business Council, Mr. Singh highlighted the growing capabilities of Indian startups across key defence domains, such as naval systems, drones, surveillance, defence, space and aviation. Former Union Minister and BJP leader Anurag Thakur today slammed the Congress Party over the National Herald case. Addressing a press conference on the case in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur said the entire ecosystem of the Congress started to feel sensation after hearing the name of National Herald. He claimed that the sensation is obvious as the party has been caught red-handed stealing yet again. Today is the Prakash Parv of the ninth Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji, born in Amritsar in 1621. He was the youngest son of the sixth Sikh Guru, Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Known as a principled and fearless warrior, he was a learned spiritual scholar and a poet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the ninth Sikh Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur, on his Prakash Parv today in a social media post. Mr. Modi described Guru Tegh Bahadur as one of the greatest spiritual torchbearers of the land. He said Guru Tegh Bahadur's life epitomizes courage and compassionate service. The Prime Minister added that the Guru Tegh Bahadur was unwavering in his fight against injustice. He also expressed hope that Guru Tegh Bahadurji's teachings will continue to inspire the country in building society he envisioned. Christians across the globe are observing Good Friday today, one of the most solemn and sacred days in the Christian calendar. Marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary, Good Friday is a day of mourning, reflection and spiritual devotion. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The result of the Joint Entrance Examination, JEE Main 2025, will be declared tomorrow. The National Testing Agency in a statement said the final answer keys of JEE Main 2025 Session 2 will be available for download on the JEE Main website by 2 p.m. today. Hamas has rejected Israel's latest ceasefire offer, instead proposing for a comprehensive deal to end the war and exchange all hostages for Palestinian prisoners. India Meteorological Department has forecast heatwave conditions in Rajasthan today. According to IMD, hot and humid conditions are predicted over Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada over the next 2 to 3 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.